Southeast Radio's Business Matters with Carl Fitzpatrick.
Well, Mark Redmond surprised many when he announced that he would be stepping down from his role as the CEO of the American Chamber of Commerce Ireland. Fresh from his departure from the role, Mark joins us to discuss his new coaching enterprise, Redmond Coaching for Impact. But Mark, what prompted you to leave AmCham after 10 years as a CEO?
Well, good morning, Carl, to you and your listeners. I actually had come to exactly the 10th anniversary of joining the American Chamber of Commerce back in 2014. And I loved every minute of it, Carl. I have to say, it's probably one of the best jobs in the country. But I'm a great believer that when an organization backs you, has confidence in you, and trusts your judgment, that also means they trust that you will use your judgment to know when you've done a good job for an organization, when you've brought it as far as you want to bring it, when they probably could benefit from some fresh thinking and from some new leadership. And I felt that time had come.
And of course, during your time in the American Chamber of Commerce, you had developed very good working relationships with many multinational companies across the country. But I'd like to find out about the nature of those working relationships.
Yeah, we're blessed in this country with the caliber of people working for multinational organizations. And as you say, it is right across the country. So I'm the kind of believer in going to the client, not expecting the customer or the member or the client to come to you. So I would have spent a huge amount of time on the road from Letterkenny to Killorglin to Wexford to Dundalk and everywhere in between, actually visiting the multinationals on site. That for me, Carl, was probably one of the most amazing experiences of that job, because I always say, if you ever feel a bit depressed or a bit blue, go into one of the sites that you can get security access to, one of the multinational sites, and you will be blown away by the innovation, the collaboration, the commitment and enthusiasm of the women and men working for these multinationals. And why is that? Well, I call out two key reasons. The first one is the work they are doing is literally saving and enhancing lives around the world. It is not widely known, but it should be widely known. Seven out of 10 brain tumor operations conducted globally use surgical technology created in Ireland. 4 out of 5 medical stents saving lives around the world are created in Ireland. The second thing is the innovation is off the scale. Like the transformation, you know, if you go back decades ago in terms of what multinationals were doing decades ago versus what they're doing now, is actually unrecognizable. So in the job I had, Carl, I was very fortunate to engage at all levels in the organization, right on the factory floor, if you will, and of course with the folks that have leadership responsibility.
And through those engagements, Mark, what did you learn about innovation?
I suppose I learned a few things, Carol. The first thing is, if you're going to have true innovation, you need to have diversity, right? You need to have a group of people who aren't thinking the same way. And we're very fortunate in Ireland now that we are a diverse, multicultural, multinational society where literally one of the five people living here were not born here. So when you go into one of the multinationals in this country, it doesn't matter where it is, you will meet great diversity of background and of thought and of approach. The second thing you have to have is the ability and self-confidence to accept failure. Because the thing about innovation, and we all know the Edison quote, you have to be prepared to pick yourself up. If it doesn't work out the first time, listen, you've learned from that failure. Keep going, keep learning, keep pushing through.
Now, Mark, you've just literally launched your own coaching business, Redmond Coaching. Where did you see the opportunity and the niche in the market to launch this business?
Yeah, it is a crowded space, Carl, but I suppose my focus was on a few things. First of all, you know, over the last, you know, some 30 years that I've been working, I've seen the increasing intensity of pressure on people in leadership positions. I've seen the increasing complexity of the environments they're operating in, and increasing expectations of them. And I suppose I would have chatted to an awful lot of leaders at various stages of their development who really appreciated the trusted conversation with someone that they felt was totally in their corner, would not be bringing any judgment to a discussion, but was really there as a very trusted confidant, supporter, coach, you call it what you want. to help guide them through maybe some tough times, working stuff out in their own minds as to what they want to do next, right? So I saw all that going on. And then I kind of said to myself, I got great advice from one of my own coaches, Carl, when I was thinking about what I was going to do next. And they said to me, whatever you do, make sure you bring passion to it and it gives you a sense of purpose. It became clear to me, I think I have something to offer in the coaching mentorship space. And I think I bring something a bit different to it because of my own background, the jobs I've had, the people I've worked with.
So how much of a reliance, Mark, will you have on the contacts that you've made throughout your career to build a client base for yourself now?
Well, and we've chatted about this before. I think the thing about contacts is you should never, ever neglect your contacts, not because you're looking for something out of them, but because there's a two-way beneficial street about keeping in touch with your contacts. But geez, it's more than that, actually. There's almost a responsibility, I think, on us as, you know, people who have built up contacts to help our contacts make contacts, right? So no matter what I'm going to do, no matter what how the coaching thing works out, I'm always going to keep close to my contacts because they've been very good to me. And I'm always going to try and make sure I pay it back by helping new folks come up, build up their contact group and their contact list, right? Secondly, Carol, I suppose, I think, thank goodness, I have a huge and wide range of contacts. And for this business to be successful, if a tiny percentage of them trust in me to provide some services to them, I'd be very happy with that.
And of course, there are a broad spectrum of categories within the coaching space, including performance, emotional intelligence and strategic, just to name a few. So what areas will you be specialising in?
I'm going to do five things, Carol, but two key ones, right? And the two key ones will be leadership development coaching. So this is really focused on either a current or an emerging leader who's seeking to find what really motivates them, what their true ambition is, what their values are, and to try and co-create with them a journey to help them realize that vision and realize those ambitions. The second key area I'm going to focus on is helping organizations with their strategy and their strategic development. So there are two big things. Three of the smaller things will be helping organizations and individuals with their public persona, their media profile, the performance, team coaching. I'll be available for team development and coaching as well. And the final one will be the important area of facilitation. If a board needs facilitation, if someone needs facilitation for a big offsite event that's strategically important, I'll definitely be up for that as well.
So when you start engaging then with a client, what process will you follow?
Yeah, so the way I will operate, Carl, is I want to make sure that it's a good fit for the client and for myself. So with no commitment either side, the first thing will be kind of an exploratory meeting, whether that's in person or over the virtual or whatever. And really to explore what exactly the client's vision of success is and to tease it out and work that out and to see what can I bring value to that. But in doing that, as importantly, in case the client does not know me very well, for the client to get a feel for me. Because the thing isn't going to work if there isn't absolute trust and confidence on both sides. We have to believe in each other, if you know what I'm trying to say. So once that's done, broadly then, Carol, there'll be a four-step process. The first one will be the exploration piece. Where is the client currently at? What's their current set of challenges and ambitions? What are their values? And what's their vision? The second session then will be around focusing on their strengths and areas they have to improve on. And really a very honest an examination and exploration of that. Third one then we'll be looking at, well, what are the barriers or levers that are going to propel you to leverage your strengths and address those areas you have to work on? And then the final session will be the action plan for success.
And Mark, if we focus on County Wexford for a second, you have a close affinity, of course, here to the county. What do we need to do here in County Wexford to attract more multinational companies here?
Yeah, my affinity is deep, Carl. As you know, I'm from Wexford and it's the place, my happy place. I have a lot of relatives still in Wexford. So the first thing I say to you is Wexford probably needs to get a bit more ballsy, if you know what I'm trying to say here. Wexford probably needs to shout a bit more about what's on offer in Wexford. As you well know, you can have a great quality of life in Wexford and the southeast. You have tremendous transport infrastructure linkages. And to be honest with you, for me, that is what I'd be majoring on. We have the Southeast Technology University. We have reasonably good transport infrastructure. We have successful multinationals already showing that it can be done. I think we need to big up more of the advantages of Wexford, to be honest with you, as a great place to live and work.
Well, if you've just tuned in, that was Mark Redmond from Redmond Coaching for Impact. And Mark's clients will certainly benefit from the experience and knowledge which he has garnered from the corporate world.
Southeast Radio's Business Matters with Carl Fitzpatrick.